What if I told you imaginary friends are real? When their kids grow up, they're forgotten.
In the new movie, If, now in theaters, we meet a tween named Bee. She's had a rough go. You see, Bee's mom passed away when she was little, and now her dad is sick too. He's even in the same New York City hospital her mom was in. Bee is staying with her grandmother, and that's when something unexpected happens. She sees, well, something at her grandmother's apartment building. It's sort of like a butterfly, but not quite. And when she follows it, she meets Cal, another person who has the power to see the kinds of creatures Bee has just met. Turns out they have a name, imaginary friends, and almost all of them get left behind eventually. Only a few people in the world, like Bee and Cal, can see these forgotten creatures, and Bee's determined to make a difference in their lives.
We've started the matchmaking agency to help ifs find new kids.
Or we just disappear.
Blue. Happy place, happy place.
If, directed by John Krasinski, is a lovely PG movie about grief, loss, and friendship. At times, it brings to mind movies like Monsters, Inc., Toy Story, and Inside Out. Bee is a courageous girl, but she's got some big struggles to face eventually as well. In terms of content, there's only one mildly suggestive scene that most kids won't get anyway. We also have about a dozen misuses of God's name. Other than those issues, there's very little here not to like, and some great messages to embrace in this quirky, original story, a rarity in this age of sequels and reboots. So we're giving If a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.